Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to do some live broadcasting straight from East Saturday, and I thought it'd be appropriate, being that we are moving into this solar eclipse that's going to be quite interesting. But the energies are just like off the scale right now. We just got hit by another X-class flare. If people weren't already processing enough, I mean, this is going to add to the energy. And remember, when these flares hit the planet, they create an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. They create erratic weather, but they also affect the electromagnetic fields around the body, the bioelectric fields. And people kind of get a little crazy. You know, some people get really tired, and some people get into emotional outbursts and things like that. But that's what this solar eclipse is going to do. It's going to bring like everything up. And so it's almost like, you know, you turn the switch off and then you flip it on again and there's a power surge, and the surge is going to bring a lot of stuff up. So we're going to have an extreme acceleration, you might say, in evolution after this eclipse. Things are going to start moving really quick. Going into that in the news, it's so crazy. You don't know what to believe anymore. They say finally Hillary's going to be indicted. And they're bringing up on charges, but it's just for the computer nonsense and the emails and things like that. I don't know if they're going to go for the really heavy-duty stuff that they've been involved in, but we will see. I think they're plea bargaining now. There's so many other things going on. Charlottesville, you know, you had the mess there. It's really important, and CNN, the way they're covering things, is so ridiculous. I mean, no matter what poor Trump does or says, they turn it against him. And I'm not saying I'm a Trump fan. I'm not a Hillary fan. Definitely not a Hillary fan. And what's going on here is so ridiculous. I think CNN should just pack it up and go home, because the information that they're spreading and the nonsense they're spreading, it's like third graders, you know. And they're going, oh yeah, well you are too, you know. It's like these third graders arguing on the air, and they're being paid, you know, a bazillion dollars to act like children. And the investigative reporting is done. You know, now it's all bipartisan, it's all paid off, and it's fake news, you know, the whole thing. But anyway, it's when you really know the big picture and the real story, and you watch the news and what's going on, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's you know, it's not what's really happening behind the scenes. The good news is there's some intense energy packing up. The lower frequencies, you know, the unbridled greed and uneven dispersal of wealth, all those things are coming to an end. And we're going to see that in motion here really quick. You know, I'd say in the next 3 weeks, you're going to see some things shifting that are going to be mind-blowing. But, you know, most things are signed. There's a few little glitches that you have to get out of the way, but there's going to be a major leveling of the playing field, both in, you know, in the financial institutions, but, you know, in the power institutions as well. So, you know, we're shifting. We're getting back to a time where people are going to start leading themselves and stop giving away the power. And the energies that are behind this are off the scale. I can't even touch on how powerful these energies coming in are. It's like there's 13 major dimensions involved in this. They're all pressing their energies on Earth. They're bringing their consciousness to the Earth consciousness, the Earth grid. And this old program, everything that doesn't align with universal law is coming to an end. And so there's going to be some chaos in this when this energy comes in. It's pushing everything up for us to look at. And we were talking earlier in an interview, everybody said, you know, the Earth's, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket. We've been in hell and in a handbasket for quite some time. And now it's all coming up to the surface for everybody to look at it and do something about it. So it's a good thing when you see the chaos, when you see the other energies come up. These lower frequencies, such as hate and the separation game and the againstness, and all these things are being played out by these other entities, are coming to the surface. And some people, I hate to say it, in ignorance, are just totally being played. And we talked about, you know, the right wing and the left wing being, you know, the same bird. And when we go above that, we'll see these other entities that are actually creating all this separation, all this chaos, and they're being cleaned up on the other dimensions and the other planes. And so now we need to clean it up here. But if you're playing that game, you know, it doesn't matter if you're trying to topple statues, you know, or whatever, you know, this whole thing, it's all the same game. You know, it doesn't matter if you're left or right, you know, still you're processing a lot of nonsense and you're doing it externally. And, you know, when are we going to go within and heal the old wounds and traumas, you know, from the past and clean this up? That's the big question. Are we going to keep being played and continue to, you know, play out these dramas and actually feed these other energies? So it goes into this old saying, the old Cherokee saying, where, you know, the grandfather's talking to the kid and he said, there's two wolves inside. You know, there's the dark wolf and the white wolf, and they're constantly fighting. And the kid goes, grandfather, which one will win? And the grandfather says, the one you feed. So if we keep feeding the darkness, our own darkness, if we don't heal it, forgive, release it, and move up to the higher frequencies of love and joy and bliss and you know, working in service and being kind to each other and the planet, this dark wolf is going to keep going. It's going to keep festering. And we just need to stop feeding it, stop giving it energy. And so it doesn't matter. I know the ego needs to be right, and it always thinks it's right. But if we can just take a few deep breaths and back up and just say, wait a second, you know, is any of this true? Is any of this information I've been given true? You know, is what my parents told me true? And start doing the research, you'll start seeing, you know, behind the veil. And when you see behind the veil, you'll see there's other forces at play, and a lot of us have been playing along with them in air, not even knowing it. So that's going to come out, and we're all going to be able to see that. It's going to come to the surface. So it's going to get really interesting, you know, in the next I would say the next few months, even sooner than that. But this eclipse is going to be the kickoff. And, you know, a lot of this energy is in Leo. It's a lot of the lion energy. And so it's going to empower people to find their own inner lion and step into their own power and do what's necessary. So, you know, it's really important. We need to come not from being, you know, wounded, but from being in knowledge. You know, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, and know, you know, where we're getting our information from. So it's very important to really go within, you know, get your own BS meter going, and we'll go from there. But, you know, it's, you know, nothing is as we think it is. Nothing is as we've been told. And we need to really go within and you know, become the observer and observe what's happening. Because we're going to find out what the religions told us, you know, what the archaeologists told us, everything we've been told about the history of Earth and the origin of man and everything is going to be turned upside down here. And it's happening right now. So, you know, it's really important, as I said before, we're all souls. We all have a soul. We all came from the same source. We all will return to the same source. And we need to look at that and get and transcend all religious and cultural boundaries. You know, let go of that and get back into what's important. And what's important is universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's what's coming in with this new consciousness, and that's what we have to align ourselves with. So I don't care what group you're aligned with. You know, if you're in a group that's doing the hate and the separation, and whether it be, you know, cultural separation, class separation, all this separation game is going to fall away, because the ninth wave is called unity consciousness, and that's what's moving through the planet right now. And it's exponential, it's getting stronger, and these other higher dimensional beings are behind it. So things are going to shift, and we just have to get on the right side of the fence when this happens. So anyway, that being said, I wanted to make a couple other announcements. We have go to esetievents.com if you want to see the upcoming events. We do have the solar eclipse happening here, and we're going to be doing some meditation, some energy work around that coming up this weekend. We also have, I believe, Monday. We'll probably start around 9. I think the apex of the eclipse is about 10:20 or so here, Pacific Standard Time. And so we'll be doing some work there. And then after that, we're going to have Clyde Lewis with Ground Zero bringing his group up. And that's going to be quite an event. I mean, it's going to be interesting. A lot of people coming up for that event. So we have that going on. And then we have the self-mastery training, the ambassador training, which is coming up, where we're going to kind of talk about who's who and connect people in with their own, you know, their own higher self, their own, you know, guides and masters, and also clean up the baggage, you know, teach people how to heal the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, and how to discern who they're working with, and that actually heal and move any unseen negative influence out of their space. And we'll also be having contact that whole weekend. We'll be having ships coming in and ultra-dimensional contacts going on. So that's coming up too. And there's a lot of events. Just go to eSETI.com if you want to check it out and see what's on, see what's happening there. So on that note, we have some wonderful guests here. And I always tell people this show, As You Wish Talk Radio, the reason I named it As You Wish Talk Radio, it's to bring other people up and have them talk and have them, you know, express whatever they need to express, and so or ask any questions they want to ask. So it looks like we have a victim coming up to the mic right now. Levi. So Levi's coming up, and he's going to ask a question.
All right. I was just wondering, what's the most important thing to know about the solar eclipse?
Yeah, so he's asking what's the most important thing to know about the solar eclipse. And basically, you know, what I think it is to know about it, it's a reset. And it's a time, it's a golden opportunity actually to go within and reset, you know, our consciousness, reset our, you know, get rid of a lot of the compulsive behavior patterns and let go of these and focus on the world we want to see, that we want to experience. And we're in reactionary mind. Most people are just reacting to whatever the news is telling them and whatever they're hearing and things like that. And it's a good time to shift into creationary mind, where you're going to be creating your tomorrow and creating the world you want to live in. And if we focus on that and you know, use love and joy and peace as your guidelines, and we can turn this planet around. So it's a golden opportunity to come together in consciousness and help create a reset on the entire planet. Thanks.
Hi, James. So my question was, when we're in a space and there's a lot of people around and there are people that are reacting, other than doing a clearing, what do you recommend for people? They find themselves in a place where there may be some chaos happening around them.
Well, it depends on what's really going on. I would say remove yourself, you know, as soon as possible and duck, you know, if anything's coming at you. But anyway, definitely, you know, what do we do when we're in the middle of the chaos and everything else? I think with me is I go in, if it's triggering me, if I'm getting upset about it, then I have to go in and go, what is it within me that's being triggered right now? And I go within and clear that out. And then you're coming from a position of power, because you're not in your emotional body, you're not in your reactionary mind, and you're being guided and other energies are moving through you to best serve you in that situation. So it's really important to hold space. We teach healing here. We teach how to heal unseen negative influences. They feed off of this energy. The more you can clean up that energy, the quicker peace will come and resolution will come to these situations. So I think it's really important to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. Do the clearings, which are in all the books that I've written, and they're on the website for free. And also, you know, be kind to yourself. Remove yourself out of some of these situations that you feel like you need to get out of.
Hi.
You're welcome to the show.
Hi, James. Yeah, I was up here on your birthday weekend.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was truly amazed when I looked through someone's infrared vision and saw the orbs flying in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you could talk a little more on what the orbs are. I was astounded because I saw like a big one the size of a basketball plane with one the size of a softball. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're intelligent.
Yeah.
And then they fly off.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if you could talk a little more on the orbs.
Great. So a good question. You wanted me to talk a little bit about the orb phenomenon that's happening here. And what's happening here at the ranch is we're on two intersecting ley lines that are coming together. And it's like an orb highway here. And so they're just thousands and thousands of orbs going by. It's just unbelievable. But a lot of times they'll stop, they'll slow down, they'll come back and interact with you. The orbs that we've done the research here on, where we've taken photographs and blown the photographs up, we've seen everything from animal spirits in them, animal faces, to human faces, to masters, the faces of masters, to beings that look like Spock, you know. Some beings look like elves. They have the long, pointy ears. All different things. And what I see is they're beings without bodies. And it's not just one group. They're a multidimensional group out there that are just discarnate. They're not in the physical anymore. They're nothing to worry about. We don't have any problems with them or anything. You know, they're at a higher frequency than we are. And what's nice about them is that you can actually communicate with them and have fun with them. And they can transfer knowledge and information to you when you start working with the orbs. A lot of the research, there's a lot of physicists that have done research. And a lot of people try to say it's dust. You know, the problem is when you have winds blowing at 30 or 40 miles an hour and you see these orbs going straight into the wind and the treetops bending the other way, that eliminates that argument right there. And when you see them stop, come back, interact with people, they love children and they love divine feminine energy. They love that kind of energy. They're very put off by male energy. Like when you get into that kind of male ego, they just gone, you know, they leave. It's amazing how sensitive they are. We, in our own bodies, we have a body within a body all the way back to the source. We have a body that looks just like us, that's non-physical, and that's in the astral level. And then we have the etheric body, which is our whole and healthy, perfect self. You know, it's minus all the distortions. And that's where you get the miracle healings from when you align with that body. It creates communication between that realm and your physical body. And then we have other bodies. Everybody has different names for it. You know, some people call it the Christ body, the Buddha body, they have the I am, the God self body, the cosmic body. It depends on what culture. Everybody has different names to these different bodies. But as you move up the spectrum, you actually become an orb. And you have a light body and you're an orb and you have 360 degree vision. You can go anywhere you want instantly. You can jump dimensions and it's so unlimited. It's so powerful. And we all have that within us. So some of these orbs we're seeing are ourselves, that are coming back and messing with us, you know. So it's kind of interesting. It's hard to wrap your head around this, but when you realize in that realm, there's no time, you know, time doesn't exist. And so, you know, it could be our fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional self, whatever, coming back, checking in on us, transferring information or energy or healing or something of that nature. So it's a wide field, you know, the orbology, you know. We'll have to think of a name for it, but it's a wide field. And you know, a lot of the scientists try to dismiss it as dust because they'll throw dust up in the air and it'll look similar, but it's nowhere near the information we have. And we have these orbs going right through a beam, a huge metal beam. These orbs, you see them half on one side, half on the other side, going through the beam. I mean, how does dust go through a beam? And you can tell it's, you know, it's about softball size. And so, and when you see it going half and half out the beam, you know exactly how big it is because you know how big the beam is. And to me, that just blows all theories of dust. You know, it's ridiculous to say it's dust, but you know, some people need to be right, and they're really caught up in their program and their belief systems, and it's okay. They're loved no matter what. They're just stuck in their own pattern. You know. Any other questions? Anybody else have?
Yeah, it seems that we're kind of in the middle of an energetic perfect storm right now.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you might see things like escalating.
Okay. So the question was, Jeff was saying it seems that we're in an energetic perfect storm. I think that's an amazing analogy. I think I'll borrow that one. But I like that. But we actually are. And right now, everything is coming up for everybody. And everything that doesn't align with universal law is coming up for us to look at and to surface. And our old wounds and traumas are coming up, you know, to be healed. And there's two ways of doing that. One, we can project and blame and do it on the external level and create all kinds of chaos and problems. Or we can sit down and go within and trace it back. You know, when we do get into those funks and those other stuff, just say, you know, what am I feeling? What's going on? You know, I've seen some people just wigging out, and I said, well, have you seen the solar index? And they go, what are you talking about? And I said, well, there's a huge solar flare hitting the planet. Like right now we're getting hit by an X-class flare. So it's going to, you know, the X-class flares, when they hit, the gamma rays hit almost instantly. So people that are sensitive are going to be kind of a little agitated, going, what's going on? And you might get a little tired, too. You'll be going up and down. And when the other rays, when the proton storm comes in and things like that, that's when it really hits and it starts creating physical shifts and changes. The DNA is changing everything. We're getting the cosmic rays right now are off the scale. The gamma rays are off the scale. They're being measured. The spike on these things just goes straight up, you know. So we're moving into a highly energized place in space, and we also have the addition of all these other higher dimensional beings and their consciousness and energy. So it's in a way, it's the perfect storm. It is perfect because it's time to release the past and heal and let go of the past, and then let the new consciousness come in and become a part of that. And that's what I see, is that if you can get out in nature and focus on love and joy and bliss and learn to just hold space while other people are freaking out and going through their process, that's the best advice, you know, I can give right now.
Hi, James.
Hi.
I've captured many amazing images of Grant's, the orbs. And some of the imagery that I've captured, I see are rods, and some of the rods are segmented. I had a woman on the web told me that she calls those Sasquatch buses. Can you tell us more about that, or do you know about that?
Interesting.
And she even enhanced one of my images.
Yeah.
Around one of the images were at least seven Sasquatch beings that appeared on that enlarged digital enhancement.
Interesting, yeah. So anyway, so Karen was asking us about the rods and these giant segmented ones that look like, she was saying somebody was telling her they were Sasquatch buses. But from my own experience, I've actually seen what Sasquatch or Bigfoot, whatever name you want to give them, they have different names. But I've actually seen these things fly as a light sphere through the forest. And one time I was actually cooking dinner, and I had a frying pan in my hand, which is highly overrated for protection when a light orb is coming at you. You know, but anyway, I held it up going, what is this, you know, coming at me. It went around me. It went around the car and down this little trail. And I go, what the heck was that, you know? And the next thing I hear this moaning, this really crazy moaning. And I knew in my intuitive self, I knew that was Bigfoot, what it was. And I was with a couple other women, and they were freaking out. They're in the car, and the doors were locked and everything. And me, I'm really curious, you know, so I'm going to go check it out. I got to see this. So I walked down the trail, and it was a full moon, and there was still some daylight left. And I walked down the trail right where that ball stopped. I saw where it stopped down at the end of the trail. And sitting on this log was about, you know, 7.5 foot Bigfoot, a female. And we sat there just staring at each other 50 feet away, and I had my hands out sending her love and saying, I could tell she was really distraught, and that's why I got so close to her, because she was distraught. And I didn't know why she was moaning like that. And I kept saying, can I help? Can I help? And we just sat there staring at each other. And then finally she stood up and started walking across, you know, into the forest. Now, the weirdest thing is she didn't even make it to the forest. She phased out before she even made it into the forest. But she kind of smiled at me and nodded her head and said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Like, we don't trust humans, basically, is what the message I got from her. And so I went back to my place in Santa Cruz, and this guy, Tom Dongo, who is a really well-known remote viewer, very good. And I go, hey, Tom, you never guess what happened to me in the forest. And he starts smiling. He goes, Bigfoot, you know? And I go, God, how do you know that? And then he goes, it was a female. And I go, okay, that's off the scale, you know, female, yeah, you know. So he was really good at what he did. And he goes, she was really distraught. And I said, well, why was she so upset? Because she lost her daughter. He told me that she lost her daughter. And I said, well, can you see where the daughter is? And then he goes, the daughter's back with the others. And so there's a whole tribe of them up in this one area. And And so that was one of my experiences. So I do know that they can phase out. They can travel as a light sphere and remanifest. As far as the rods, I know some people call them skyfish or rods. Those are here in the field too. We see a lot of those in the field. And I don't know about the, I'll have to ask that one if those big segmented ones are there. Might be the whole family cruising, you know, a whole family of them cruising by. But, and a lot of people go, that's nonsense. You know, there's no Bigfoot and things like that. But there have been so many witnesses here. Lorcan O'Toole and a person named Tiffany just 2 weeks ago had an encounter with Bigfoot here. Clyde Lewis with Ground Zero, he had one run right up to him and skid and stop and smile at him and run back the other way. You know, and Joseph here at the ranch, he's had several encounters, and I've seen a few of them myself. So it's been so many people that have seen them up here. There's a lot of witnesses that have actually seen one. And we have a young one, a juvenile one, that likes to mess with people here. And he's totally harmless. You know, he's totally harmless, but he likes to play around with you, and he'll leave things or he'll, like, appear and then disappear. And he just likes messing around, you know, and I think he's breaking the rules because they're not really supposed to be messing around, you know, but the young ones do anyway, so they're not so stuck on the rules.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
I've been here a couple of times couple of weeks ago. I have a lot of experience when I come here, but last time, it's about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I hear the sound, like the crystal sound, and
yeah.
And then after that, it like sound like a didgeridoo.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that sound?
Well, the Orion ships, when they come in, they have a really deep, deep hum to them. They're pretty amazing. But and then the other ringing, what I see is a lot of them, when the Pleiadian ships are around, they're like overtones. They're rings within rings. And you'll hear one ringing, another ringing, another ringing. When Robbie Williams was here, he's the pop star singer from England. His crew actually got a recording of them, and he had his sound crew here, and they got the recording, and they're analyzing it, and they said, "Oh my God, there's so many levels to this ringing that was going on. It sounded like a crystal bowl kind of, but when you really put it on the screen, you could see there was like 5 or 6 overlays of different sounds." And they said that's part of their, that's the sound that comes off at part of their propulsion system. I think it works a lot with sound and things like that. But, you know, that's the best explanation I can give, that, but we have a lot of recordings of the ships and the sound and all of that, you know, here at the ranch. We have goats in the background here, you can hear.
Hey, James. I had a question about all the chemtrails spraying today. Seems like a spiritual warfare in a sense, where the suppression of consciousness through the aerosol spraying somehow is like a last ditch effort to try to keep humanity down in this unawakened state, but it doesn't appear, my perception, to be working.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually lightened up quite a bit from what it was before. I mean, it was so bad. We used to see layers upon layers upon layers of this happening. And one time we'd have like 4 layers in a row, and then the vortex at the ranch here would open up and they'd all just disappear. They'd be pushed out. And we've seen that happen a lot. I was really hoping that this would be done with, but it's attached to the deep state and the CIA, which is attached to the Air Force, and that's where a lot of this stuff is coming. And when they finally really get after the clean up the deep state and the pedophile network and all this other stuff, that's going to come to an end. And a lot of these cabal a lot of them have been taken out, and more are going to be taken out because they're not frequency specific to the Earth and where it's going. So their game is over. So it's just a matter of time before this ends. I was really hoping it was going to end a while ago, but it's like it stops, and it looks like we're finally making headway, and then all of a sudden it starts up again. And I thought they're going to be finished with this pretty quick, but obviously they've got a new burst of funding or something from somebody. And I found out too that, you know, Bill Gates is openly, you know, bragging how he's funding Monsanto and funding the chemtrails, and now he wants to spray glyphosate out of the chemtrails. And we all know the effects of glyphosate. It's a done deal on that. And it's a carcinogen, a very powerful carcinogen. So we've got to look at that, you know, and it's like, as long as people are remaining ignorant and not calling these people out, you know, they're going to continue. And I think that's, we need to get educated. And this energy coming in, this Leo energy, this divine energy that's coming in, it's here to activate our courage and our ability to stand in our own divinity and ask the hard questions. And so you're going to see a lot of that coming up where all this is going to be exposed. Right.
Hi, James. I was wondering if you've heard or possibly can get insight to what appears to be kind of a dimensions coming close together, mm-hmm. where it seems that they're not clashing, but there's the line between them is very thin.
Yeah.
And things for myself and Karen, we're noticing energies that will come through. She's catching on, you know, photography that mm-hmm. takes these energies that are just unreal. But also, you know, watching TV, the news, all of a sudden the people will pixel out and they'll just completely pixel and everything else behind is the same, which means channel or watching it happens again. You know, and it's just weird things happening. So do you think that the dimensions are getting thinner or is there something going on with that?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, the dimensions, here at the ranch here, we're used to that because the veils between worlds are very thin here. And so you can see these other dimensions and other beings popping in and out. And it's an excellent opportunity to both experience these higher dimension and beings as well as experience what they have to offer. A lot of them have a lot of healing, you know, energies and things like that. But on a global level, I always say what happens here is just it happens here first, and then it spreads out across the planet. And this is like an acupuncture point for the whole planet. And so it's very important to do a lot of, you know, keep your thoughts high here and work with, you know, the doing our own healing process. The people that do it, like Khan that was up here, he does 21-day dark retreats in a cave, you know, just with water. And he can see all these other dimensions. He walks around with his camera. He takes pictures of Kuan Yin and Babaji and Ezekiel and Mary. You know, beautiful. Those are on the wall right over here, some of these pictures. But, you know, what's happening here is happening around the world right now. And what I'm seeing, there's a lot of this shape-shifting going on. And it's not all reptilian because there are some people that are feline beings that in their soul, they're feline beings. And you see when they start shape-shifting, it's not them anymore. This other aspect of themselves is stepping forward. And there's some higher beings also stepping forward. But there's also some, and we see the dark, scaly, and fingers with claws and people's faces shifting like that. Yeah, definitely, that's a reptilian energy. And you know, there are actually hybrids here, reptilian-human hybrids. There are humans that have been totally sold their souls, and the reptilians are running the body. You know, all those things are phasing out and they're having trouble holding their form now. And so they're losing, with these new energies come in, they're losing their ability to keep their shape-shifting abilities, you know. So, I mean, that's happening on a huge scale. But I'm wondering, because I don't watch TV or I haven't even been on my computer because I just got it up and running again. So I've missed a lot of what's going on. But I just think, yeah, both worlds are there is a blending of the fourth and fifth dimension coming into the third dimension. And in a lot of the Native American prophecies, they have a snake eating itself, you know, eating. And that's what's happening. The higher dimensions are coming in and they're merging with the lower dimensions and they're just basically consuming it. And things are going to have to rise to the occasion and adjust to the new energies. We'll take one more, and then I'm going to try to get to my we've got quite a few people lined up on here. All right.
may have nothing to do with anything. Okay, my name is Nicholas, but what could you elaborate on Christed beings with this transition process?
What do you mean? Could you go more into detail on that?
So, like, Christed as in, like, they pretty much ascended.
Yeah.
But are still in the physical.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can still be in the physical and actually have access to, like, 13th dimensional energies and actually anchor them right here and be in the physical. It wreaks havoc on your body sometimes. You know, you have to adjust to the energy. But there's a lot of people walking around here in the physical right now. They're already 4D and 5D, and they're operating from that consciousness. And we all have all those dimensions within us that we can access them. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people running around that just think they're a body and a personality, and they're going with the program, you know. And Harry Potter calls them muggles, you know. And there's a lot of muggles out there, unfortunately, you know, that just haven't figured it out yet, but they will eventually. I've seen a lot of people walking around, and they're already holding that frequency, like fifth dimensional frequencies. And when they are, those frequencies are really wreaking havoc on the lower stuff, the heavier, denser frequencies, because the one being that's connected to fifth dimensional frequencies can affect millions of people of a lower frequency. It's going to create that shift, and that's happening on a really big scale. But, you know, it's really important to realize that we all began with the source. We started with the source, and we dropped down through all the dimensions to get to here. And so all of that is within us. It's not like we're these wretched little creatures that are evolving that we're going to reconnect someday in a bazillion years to the Creator. That's a misnomer. We already did that, and we're coming down here to the physical. And there's an old saying, you have to be born of the flesh, you know, before you become the Christ or Buddha consciousness. And with this reality here, we experience free will and powerful emotions, and you need that to create. You need that consciousness to create. And so, you know, this is like where the bravest of angels come to the earth. You know, it's a challenge. It's a huge challenge. Some don't do too well here and get caught up in the dramas and everything else. But this is the highest mastery of all, really, to come here and get through this. If you get through this and then you start your way back, the Andromedans did that, which are mythologically known as archangels. They went from the seventh dimension all the way down and then back. And so they're beautiful beings, very wise, very powerful beings, and some of the highest on the food chain, you might say, of spirituality. And, you know, we all have that within us. We have that same consciousness within us that we just have to activate, you know, and reawaken to it.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Anybody else? I think we've got a little more timer. We can go ahead and go with some other questions here if you want to bring a few more people up.
Hey, James. Question about the alliance and the cabal, and mm-hmm. just with disclosure with ET's secret space programs.
Yeah.
What do you think is in the pipeline?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And here's what I see going on right now with disclosure and things like that. First of all, there's a trap there. And the trap is that all these people are trying to get the government to tell us what we already know, you know. And we're giving our power away, again, to an external force. And we need to just let that go. Forget about it. I mean, they've lied to us for over 60 years. They're going to twist it, turn it. They're never going to give us the real truth. We just need to accept that and move on. Disclosure is more of we really need to work on getting the information out to the masses, to the people. Forget about the other stuff. It's not. Eventually, they will do what the people demand of them, you know. But I think that's a better way of doing it. And also, too, we need to be very careful right now, because what's happening is there's a whole new religion being created, and it has to do with ETs and New Age teachings and everything all combined together. And what's sad is the people behind this are people like Google and things like that that are setting this up. And they had some big meetings with some of the key people in the UFO and spiritual movement, and they're all on board right now. And they're going to say, you're going to be the next Messiah, whatever, you know, you're going to be the one that's going to lead this movement. And we need to be really careful of that, because the bottom line is that it's an internal thing. Like, contact comes within, from within. Enlightenment comes from within. It's an internal thing. And as long as we keep giving our power away to external forces, we're going to continue to be misled and led down these trails that go nowhere. And so the cabal and these other guys know this. They know without a savior that you'll revolt. You know, that you'll, and so they, what they do is a thing called planned opposition. They put their key people in the highest positions. They get all the press, all the notoriety, and it's called controlled opposition. And when you look behind the scenes and really do the research, you'll find out that the people, a lot of people shaking their fists and screaming the loudest are actually working for the very people they're shaking their fist at. And it's kind of sad, but I mean, that's basically what's going on. When you've been in the business, you might say, for a long time, you see what's happening, you see. And the main thing is we really need to look at people's behavior off the pulpit. How do they act off the pulpit? Like, do they treat their staff? You know, how do they treat their staff? Are they kind to people? Are they really arrogant? Is it all about them? You know, are they just a big distraction, just talking about themselves? You know, are they coming from the ego? Are they in service mode? Are they really serving people to make their own personal connection with Source, and also connect with their own extraterrestrial or off-world existences or lives or things like that? Are they here to educate you? And you can feel that. We all have it's called inner sensitivity. And the more you meditate, the more sensitive you get. A lot of these people, you meet them and you just go, oh my God, I can't be in the same room with that person. And we need to trust that and start developing that sense. And I call it the BS meter, you know. So you know, you develop that meter, and if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right, you know. And then do the research after that, you know, definitely do the research and look into, you know, where the money's going, where's the money coming from, you know, is it really in service mode, you know, because they talk a good story, but when you look behind the scenes, it's a totally different story. It's a completely different story. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had an experience today. Look at the mountain. It's not a cloud, but it's like a steam coming out from, mm-hmm. you know, from the mountain. And it keeps coming out. I need to worry about anything.
Yeah. I doubt it very much. I think that's just condensation. The clouds coming off the mountain right now. Mount St. Helens took all the pressure off this area. And that's like an open cork, an open valve. And as long as that's there, it's not going to be a problem. Rainier has been rumbling a little bit. I know Hood is a little active, but Adams is right on the foot of Mount St. Helens. And so it's one of the most safest places to be right now. It's a really good place to be in. But I've seen that too. And it's just so hot right now. There's so much condensation going on. It looks like steam, you know, moving up the mountain, but it's not. It's just the condensation from the heat and the other things.
On your birthday weekend, I was here and took photographs of the mountain. I could see glistening lights during the day. Mm-hmm. And when I took 8 consecutive photos, I actually took successive photos after that, but 8 of the photos that I took all show these multi-colored orbs that are the most vivid color, blue, pink, yellow, orange, green, and mm-hmm. they're all over the mountain. And I'd never seen that before, but I looked at all of the images I took, and in 8 of the photos, they're there, and then the 9th photo, they disappeared. Uh-huh. Can you explain maybe what you think that is, and or have people seen that before?
Are they just the big multicolored orbs and things like that?
Yeah.
Different
sizes.
Yeah.
Vivid colors.
Yeah.
And I have the photographs on my phone. And I took it with an ordinary phone. Not with, you know, a special camera, not with a special lens. Or, mm-hmm. you know, and I just saw the glistening lights. I couldn't see the colors, but I could see that there was definitely light. And it wasn't just in the snowy areas. Some people said they may have thought, you know, that was just light refraction, but it was on rock areas. Uh-huh. And if you look at each photograph, they actually move.
Yeah.
So they work
yeah.
in the same spot in each photograph.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
they're not just on the mountain, they're on the tree line in front of the mountain, and they're looking
uh-huh.
from the view.
Yeah. It's my experience about Mount Adams, and we actually had a guy with Harold Oldfield's technology, PIP technology, film the mountain, and the energy is coming off Mount Adams dwarfs the energy coming off the pyramid. So it's a very special mountain. There's a huge amount of energy coming off of it, and it's, you can actually document it and film it. What's going on in the mountain is a multidimensional experience. We have night vision shots of huge light pyramids forming on the mountain. Ships coming out of the mountain, and light beings dancing around the mountain, everything. And what I'm seeing right now is because everything's being activated and we're all being activated and we're all going forward. It's like the A-team is here, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they're all these higher dimensional beings are showing up and they're part of this process. And we're actually getting them on film, taking pictures of them. We've had pictures here in the Field of Dreams of they look like about 30-foot tall golden orbs moving around with blue ones following them and things like that. And I asked, I go, what was that huge golden orb out there? And they said it was Ezekiel. They call him the god of eternal bliss. We've had photographs of that actually happening here. And these are seventh dimensional beings that are coming in. And the blue ones, I asked, is it like an electric blue one following it? And I said, well, who is that? And they said it was Mary, you know. Mary's energy. So, and a lot of these things are Pleiadians. They're, you know, higher dimensional beings from the Orion system, from the Arcturian system and things like that, but they're all gathering and it's a multidimensional gathering right now. And I think it's all tied in to the ascension process and this eclipse coming up and everything. It's all tying in together. And the energy is building right now for this big crescendo. So I think this eclipse is like the dam breaking. That's my feeling. It's like, you know, it's going to turn off the power and then turn it back on, and that surge is going to break the dam, and this whole draconian grid is just going to come unglued after that.
Thank you, James. So for the people who are in a situation where they may be at a higher vibrational frequency than someone in their family, let's say, how can you, or what advice can you give them for the people that are at the lower vibrational frequency mm-hmm. when they're having the different outbursts or,
yeah.
Because I know you've shared some advice to Levi and I regarding that, and it was very helpful. So if you could speak to that.
I think the first thing to do when this is happening is do clearing. So all you're dealing with is that person's issues, and it's not being accelerated or aggravated by other energies. And so when you clear the space, a lot of times that energy will either stop or diminish. The second thing to do is you got to be kind to yourself and just not participate. You know, just say, look, I don't want to participate in this, and set some boundaries. And, you know, and sometimes it means, look, I'm just going to go for a walk, you know, or I'm going to go for a little mini vacation or something like that until things shift. But it is important right now that we do stand tall in our own divinity and call some things out and, you know, do it in a loving way, not, you know, don't match the energy by getting angry and pissed and things like that. But again, hold that space and let that energy express and then just say, okay, I understand what you're saying, but how can we do things differently here? You know, how can we do things better? And, you know, I really love the Byron Katie work. She has some really good techniques out there for processing it, where it actually forces you to look at yourself and take responsibility. And I would look into that. You know, we can go into that later, but it's about, you know, not pointing at the other person, just go, okay, what is it in me that is triggering? You know, and why did I manifest this reality, you know? And you reverse roles, you do role reversals, and all of a sudden it just dissipates and it leaves. But there's a lot more to that. I'm not an expert on that field. My brother's very good at that, doing that kind of work. But there's a lot of ways of dealing with that, and each thing's different. You know, each experience is different. But I think if you can stay centered and hold space and just focus on love and joy and call in our own main teachers and guides, if you're already connected to some master, call that energy in and do clearings first. And then after you do the clearings, just sit down and just, you know, say, I hear you. And you could say, you know, when you say this and this and this, this is how I feel. You're still owning it. You say, this is how I feel when you say this and this and this. Or, you know, there's ways of doing that where you can create a dialogue. And, you know, in the worst case scenario, sometimes you have to say, okay, you know, it's like when you're ready to heal and when you're ready to go forward, I'm there. But if you're not ready, I'll be over here somewhere. I'll be somewhere else. Anybody else? Go ahead.
There's been a lot of talk of ascension in the upcoming future. The Russians have been publicly stating that our solar system is coming into basically a white, milky cloud of energy in the universe.
Yeah.
Millions of miles long, it's super heated, and now NASA's emitted it as well.
Yeah, finally.
And, and this kind of relates back to all the ancient religious texts, especially Zoroastrianism, and this ascension where we go into the fourth or fifth dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're definitely moving into a highly energized place in space that I don't, you know, it may have happened in very ancient history, but there's no real records of it. But definitely we are moving into this milky cloud of highly energized space. And what that does, again, that creates a quickening, because whenever you add energy into a system, everything has to rise. It's like sympathetic resonance. The more we go into it, we have to rise in frequencies to match that frequency of the cloud that we're moving through. And so I always tell people, you know, resistance is futile. You know, we are going through that. I want to talk a little bit about enlightenment, is that we have enlightenment backwards. We've been taught the wrong approach to enlightenment. Basically, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of. So a knowledge of all of it and be able to observe all of it with loving detachment. The second thing is the ascension process. In order to ascend, you have to master judgment. It doesn't mean you don't discern and you don't recognize certain polarities and energies and what they're doing. That's part of enlightenment, to recognize those. But when we ascend, we have to bring the energy down into our physical body and balance out all of our chakras, and that creates a quickening. And then the body starts rising in frequency. The practices like Yigong and things like that we teach here actually do that. We're bringing the energy down through the crown and activating all the different chakras, the systems. You know, some people say we have 7, some say we have 3, some say we have 12, some people say it's infinite, you know, but it doesn't matter. The energy will go where it needs to go. But it's very important to realize that you don't ascend by wanting to get out of here and trying to get out of here, because that means you're still judging things here. You're not. And you have to bring the energy all the way down into the physical, into your own physical body. And then your own physical body starts vibrating. As I said before, it starts vibrating faster and faster. The more you engage, the higher consciousness and energy. And then pretty soon you're out of here. You know, and you can come and go. When you take the body with you, you can come and go whenever you want. A lot of people have gone to higher dimensions and stuff, but they died in doing so, but they can't come back here in the physical. They have to go through the birth canal to create a body again. But the ones that ascended can actually manifest a body here on this level and continue to work with people. Go ahead.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Can you talk a little about the new Earth? Are we currently entering the new Earth?
Yeah. The new Earth, there's actually 8 Earths that we know of, and they're all just a little bit out of phase from each other, and we are phasing into another whole system. It's that mini world idea. It actually is real. But and there's another Earth on the other side of the sun actually as well. There's another Earth that's more primitive that's in this dimension as well. So there's a lot of things going on out there, but you know, everybody has a different terminology for it and things like that. But we're right in the middle of that process, and what I'm seeing is that the people that did not get their act together will not reincarnate on this earth as it continues to ascend. They'll have another earth. They'll work their stuff out. They'll have another dimension that they'll go to work their stuff out. They won't be able to get here because it'll be beyond their reach. You know, frequency. It'll be out. They won't be frequency specific anymore to the earth. And we're doing that right now. It's the whole earth is ascending. It's rising up. A lot of people checking out right now that aren't doing too well. A lot of people are just going home. There's a lot of people that came in from the sixth, seventh, fifth dimension to help out with the earth, and they're done here. And they go, okay, I'm going back. I'm done. You know, and we see people cross over, like my dad. I found out he's, you know, in the sixth dimension, you know, working with the Orion Council of Light and things like that. I always knew he was he reminded me of Captain Kirk, you know, as a kid, you know, so it's kind of interesting, but you'll see a lot of people just went back, and some people, you know, are going to have to just, if they're holding on to the negativity, they're going to have to work it out somewhere else. They won't be able to continue here. Go ahead. We've got one more.
It's about the RV. I'm wondering how you might envision a post-RV environment. It seems like it's going to be kind of tumultuous.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, a post-RV environment, the global reset. What's happening right now is the gold's already been distributed. All the currency is going to be backed by gold, and they're going to be, their value is going to be aligned with the resources of that country or whatever's going on. And there's a lot of technical stuff I don't know about, but it's going to be a level playing field. And, you know, the cabal aren't going to go easy. And they're doing all they can to keep the planned obsolescence going, the uneven dispersal of wealth, and keep everybody enslaved through dependency. They want to keep that world going, but that's a grid, that's a draconian grid, and it's done. It's just falling apart right now. So I just see some chaos as this shift happens, and then it's going to shift into a higher grid, you know, more of a higher 4D, 5D grid, and then all the free energy devices, the alternative healing devices. We're going to have more control of our bodies. Our bodies are going to heal faster. It's going to be more into realizing consciousness does create reality, and we can start creating a different reality because that lower consciousness is going to be phasing out. And so I just see we're going through a little bit of chaos right now, but it's good. You know, just keep sending love to it. Let it work itself out. And then on the other side of that, we're going to all this other, you know, it's going to be, it's like the Native American prophecies where they talk about, you know, they talk about the beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide, which is the 2,000 years it reigns. And then they said, you know, in the last days when you think there's no more hope, you know, and the beast is one, the beast consumes itself. And then the star nations return, and the earth is healed, and it's very quickly, you know, it happens. I'm out of time because I'm kind of covering this really quickly, but that's exactly what I see happening. Is the star nations are returning. They're bringing their extremely advanced technology. They're going to help heal the planet. But we have to do our part. You know, we can't sit back and expect them to do everything for us. We all have to do our part. But we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately, so we've got to close out the show. I want to thank everybody in the audience for coming here and your wonderful questions. It was awesome. And this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies and stay in the heart. Good night.